what's poppin'? It's only, what time is it, Jay? 2 o'clock?
2:20.
2:20, that's all?
Yeah, that's all. It's early.
Hey, slow down counting those votes in Michigan and Minnesota.
Arizona.
Where else? Wisconsin. Wisconsin, what's it called?
Not yet. They're close, but Arizona's dragging ass.
The Detroit Free Press called Michigan for Hillary Clinton about 5 hours ago. Maybe it's 4 hours ago. Long time ago. And at the time, I'm looking at Trump ahead of her by a percentage, no, 2 percentage points on my TV screen. So I thought that was a very curious thing. And we watched the Free Press, their discussion. They even went on to say that their prediction that Hillary was ahead by 5 points was going to come true also. Pretty ballsy stuff. But they're not counted yet.
And they said Michigan, too, not like just Wayne County or Oakland County, Michigan.
No, all 16 electoral votes for Hillary Clinton by 5 points. And I got to tell you, they didn't seem to be sweating it one bit. I've been trying to text Jim Schaefer, and I don't know that this is Jim's call. I think Tim Kiska kind of leads that operation, but Jim was part of the discussion, and I just wanted to get he's a good guy. He and Elric, of course, Pulitzer Prize winners for their great work on Kwame. And I was just hoping to get some comment from him on whether, you know, they were sweating it or had any regrets or if they were sticking to their story. I mean, I guess she could win Michigan still. I don't know about 5 points.
Well, because as of right now, they got 89% reported, and there's a 58,106 vote difference as of right now.
Okay, that difference has become smaller, though.
It is, yeah, a little bit. It's getting tighter.
You know, that 11%, depending on where it's from, could be a bunch of votes. You want to just run down what we got real quick, because this is all going to be irrelevant in the morning. But just so you get a snapshot of 2 o'clock in the morning, this is how it looked.
Yeah, well, according to the numbers so far, there's 7 states left that they're watching. Maine, Minnesota, and New Hampshire are the only ones that she's got a defined lead in, if you will. But combined, that's only 18 electoral votes, which is not enough to put her over the top.
Which is why Jay and I have called the election.
Yeah.
The first media outlet to do so, mainly so we could start part two.
You heard it here first. Yeah, because all the other four are big, you know, double-digit ones. Arizona's 11, Michigan's 16 electoral votes, Pennsylvania 20, Wisconsin.
What percentage is counted in those places?
Well, let's see. They got Trump so far in Arizona's, 50% over her 45%.
And what percent?
But 67% reported so far the last time. That
could happen.
So, yeah.
And then how about the other states?
Michigan, again, 89% in, and Trump's up by, a little over 2 points on her over there. Pennsylvania is the odd one. It's at 97%. The numbers haven't changed much over there, but he's still got almost a 2-point lead.
Wow. That one would be hard to flip.
And then Wisconsin, too, that's the other big one that they're pretty sure he's going to take because 92% reported he's up by over 2 points on her. But they zoomed in on county by county, and they said that there's not a lot of Democratic counties within Wisconsin left that haven't reported. So there's not a lot of Democratic votes for her to still get is what they're projecting.
Pennsylvania, she had some very favorable places that were still counting votes. So Pennsylvania seemed to be maybe one of the better possibilities for her. And then there's that's it, right?
Yep, that's it.
Wow, okay. So I don't think it's unreasonable to say Donald Trump has won the election. And John Podesta came out and spoke to the Democratic, the group at Hillary Clinton headquarters. And I've never seen such a grim group of people. I mean, I've seen funerals that look 20 times as joyous. I mean, it's really... People crying. I mean, the camera's on this one lady that was just bawling her eyes out. I mean, tears just streaming down her face. And John Podesta tried to put the best face on it. There's no face to put on it.
No.
I mean, honestly. But truthfully, I think her speech is very important.
Well, and they showed here Trump's arriving at his headquarters, too, to make a speech. So
that place is going apeshit. Yeah. Absolutely apeshit. Lock her up being the most most favored chant. You know, they got to knock that shit off. And Trump, I hope Trump is smart enough, and I really don't want to think about that. But I hope Trump is smart enough to say, look, let's knock that off. We've got to bring everybody together. I think he has it in him. I don't know, though. I mean, he is such a wild card. The stock market, the NASDAQ stopped trading. It was down so much. It was down 5%, and they stopped trading. The Dow was down 840 points last I know. Have you seen a new number on that lately?
No, not a new one.
But honestly, you know, with markets, 1,000 points in 3 weeks could be completely made up. Okay. It's just the uncertainty. Nobody expected Donald Trump to win this. Pollsters are taking it in the ass, clearly. I mean, honestly,
yeah.
Pollsters have some answering to do.
Well, how about some of the celebs that need to be packing their bags?
Oh, thank you. Yes, the celebs who promised to leave the United States in the event of a Trump victory. So how do we round these people up? We're going to have a plane go around, kind of like when the Bin Laden family had to be moved out of the U.S., remember, after 9/11?
It would be funny if Trump sent some of his own private jets just to go round them up.
And you know what? I'm sorry, but all these people get everything they have coming. I hope people aren't complete assholes about this. In fact, tomorrow at work, if you're listening to this in the morning, if you're a Trump person, I hope you're not gloating at work and making people feel shitty, because people are really intense about this election. It's really this is the worst election I've ever seen. It's the worst candidates I've ever seen and the worst behavior by people I've ever seen. I just think it's horrible. And I don't know, it really makes me uncomfortable to think that someone can't say who they're voting for and not take a lot of crap for it.
And even for somebody to not even say who they're voting for, like the guy we talked about, the caterer, you know, whose business is, you know, getting boycotted and take a shot. He didn't even announce who he's voting for.
He's voting for Hillary Clinton. No surprise. Yeah. He's a black guy.
Yeah. You know, he's just doing his job and he's taking a hit.
What, you know, would people prefer that Trump, it was Trump Jr., actually Donald Trump Jr., that he found a white guy to give the business to so a white guy could make the money and have a nice chunk of business?
Yeah. How would that have gone over?
Yeah, and as racist and misogynist and xenophobic as the Trump family is supposed to be, I think it's kind of nice that they used a black caterer. I mean, there's nothing revolutionary about it, but at least they didn't give a shit about who catered their food. They just wanted good food, and this guy did a good job. He got paid. Well, I mean, win-win. Don't you want businesses in Detroit to get business, to do better? I mean, are we all rooting for businesses in Detroit? I just think that is rotten as hell. And he said he's voting for Hillary. What's more important?
Yeah.
He made some money. You want Trump's friends to make more money? So anyway, here's what we have to round up. And I'm really sorry about some of these people. Barbara Streisand. I'm so crushed about that.
Oh, Maz is going to be upset.
He can still pound off to her. She doesn't have to be in the country to pound off to her. If you missed that revelation, that was a couple weeks ago. Maz actually revealed that he has used Barbara Streisand as fantasy material. I mean, that blows my mind. Bryan Cranston, that's a big loss.
Yeah.
I mean, Breaking Bad, some really good movies. I just saw, God, is it The Instigators? Have you heard about his new movie? I think it's called The Instigators.
That was it, yeah.
Really good. I mean, edge of your seat. I was edge of my seat the entire movie. It really made me nervous, this movie. It was about, God, there's so much Pablo Escobar stuff out there now. That story's kind of at the right age where, you know, a lot of it's becoming more known.
Well, they've got here, too, on this other list, Streisand said that she's going to go to Australia or Canada. This other list says where they say they're going to go to.
Oh, great. Well, why don't you follow up when I give the name if there's a location?
It's going to look as Cranston isn't listed on this one where he said he would go to. But, yeah, I'll see if I can follow along.
Okay. By the way, I want to quickly.
Oh, look at this. Wisconsin.
Up, Trump.
Trump's got that.
Oh, Christ. That's another 10 electoral votes. We're almost there.
So he's at 257 now.
Oh, I can't wait for this to be over. This is not the result I thought was going to occur. I thought Hillary was going to win for sure. And actually, my main concern right now is the stock market. I don't want to lose money in the stock market just because of a presidential election. The Instigator. I just want to see the Rotten Tomatoes on that. I thought this movie was really good, but I don't want to ballyhoo it. Unless I know somebody else liked it. The Instigator. I'm not too fast at this. Rotten. Come on, bring it up for me.
One says here that he would take a permanent vacation to Vancouver. This is what his statement is.
Cranston?
Yep.
You know, I wouldn't expect him to be so dramatic. He's a great guy, by the way. I don't care who he's voting for. I don't care who anybody voted for. I just can't believe people are being such assholes about who people voted for. The instigator. Wait. Come on, it's got to be. Probably get the title wrong. This is too late to be thinking. I don't see it anywhere on here. God damn it. Fuck. Sorry about this. Don't bother editing this, Jay.
No, you're fine.
Oh, the untouchables? What? It has no rating. It's too new, I guess. It's been out there. It's been on demand for a few weeks. Man, I'm shocked. You want to see if there's a review somewhere? The Intouchables? Is that really a name? Okay. Mike and I interviewed him two or three times. He is so funny. I mean, on his feet funny. He was just super quick. You know, sometimes we interview these guys and you have them for 10 minutes and they're not listening. They don't really care what you say. They just have a movie to plug.
Right.
He's one of those guys that actually listens and exchanged and was really just incredibly quick and very funny.
Well, you mentioned, too, kind of the art was where you got them in the interview circuit, like if they'd already done 20 or 50 interviews ahead of you, so they're burned out by that time, or if you got them early, or...
Well, he's the kind of guy, I don't think he cares where he lands. I think if he finds you engaging, he's more than happy to give it a shot. Some of these guys, I mean, they're really good at it. And then there's others that just... Oh, God. J-Lo, for example. What a horrific interview she was. Jesus Christ. Bill Walton was bad. Jim Nance, one of our old favorites. Jim Nance we had once, and they only gave him to us for 6 minutes. And we asked two questions. He babbled for three straight minutes about himself. And I don't think the question was about him. God, he's just insufferable. He's been showing up all over the place, too. It's funny, because whenever Mark sees him, he always lets me know. One of the most important things in his divorce agreement, by the way, was who got the portrait of him.
Oh, really?
He has a self-portrait. Someone was commissioned to paint a self-portrait of Jim Nance, and it's very important to him.
Oh, God. Sounds reminiscent of the Trump portrait down at Mar-a-Lago.
Oh, yeah. Two of them.
Yeah.
Two of them with charity money. And when you think of all the things Donald Trump overcame in this election... Holy shit, how could anyone be in that many, I mean, the Excess Hollywood tape, the 12, 13, 14 chicks, however many. What's her name, McDonald, Playmate of the Year, 1998, 10-month affair. Inquirer bought her off, allegedly.
We had number 13 that backed out, too, if you remember. She said
that. Oh, the one that said she was 13? Yeah, I think that story was bullshit.
Yeah.
A couple of these stories might be bullshit, but he certainly... he's got some issues. Not that he's the first president to have issues like that by a long shot. I mean, if you look back at JFK and what's his name, William Jefferson Clinton, I think you find that presidents, it's not unusual for them to have a sex drive, pretty major sex drive. But, you know, there was just a lot of really, some of the things that he was most criticized for I thought were kind of bullshit, and some of them were really bad. But I tell you, I want to talk about why I think this happened in a minute. But first, let's finish our list. Holy shit. Miley Cyrus, she's leaving.
It's terrible.
And where she's going?
Let's see.
You got a Cranston review yet?
No, I can't.
Okay, fuck it. Don't worry about it. The movie was good, if you see it out there. I thought it was really good.
Let's see. I'm also trying to keep up with the numbers on the screen, too, about where we're at. Sorry.
You should see Jay's chart. He's got red and blue. He's even got the red and blue.
Let's see, Miley's is unspecified.
Okay. Lena Dunham, another one that breaks my heart.
She was on here. Hang on. This other list doesn't match. Oh, she, Vancouver.
Vancouver.
Her and Brian going to Vancouver.
Good for her. Amy Schumer, you know, maybe I'll just run down the list, and then afterwards you can just run down what you got in the order you have it. That might be easier.
Okay.
Jon Stewart, I don't want Jon Stewart to leave. One of the funniest guys in the country. Cher, God, she's 70 years old. I mean, it's a pain in the ass to start over in another country.
She said she would move to Jupiter.
Is that Jupiter, the planet?
The planet. Okay. She tweeted it, apparently. If he were to be elected, I'm moving to Jupiter.
Does she realize there's no inhabitation there yet? Okay. Chelsea Handler? I don't know, this seems very thematic to me. Amy Schumer, by the way, got... I don't know why she got... Some of these people, I wish they'd just shut their mouths, like Lena, Amy Schumer at her comedy show.
Her and Chelsea both said they'd go to Spain.
Okay. Hope she likes it there. She asked a sexual assault victim to stand up, and then she asked if there were any Trump voters there in the audience of, I think it was, it looked like 4,000 or 5,000 people. Did she really think that only Hillary Clinton people come to her concerts?
Apparently.
And what a short-sighted, I mean, that blows my mind. And then she got some guy to come up on stage, and she wanted him to embarrass himself by talking about why he wanted to vote for Donald Trump. Anyway, a lot of the audience got really pissed off and left, and she was even telling them, usher him out of here, people that were booing. It was really quite a telling incident, in my opinion, in terms of the way she views the world. Sam Jackson, that's a terrible loss. Sam Jackson, he's an older guy, too.
Yeah.
Not a great time to resettle yourself.
South Africa.
South Africa, okay. Whoopi Goldberg?
How you feel about that one? Unspecified.
Okay.
She just says, I don't want it to be America.
Okay. So The View will be looking for a new leader, I guess. You know, she was a complete bitch, I thought. Kellyanne Conway was on The View. And we know The View. By the way, The View, I thought the idea of The View was, The View. You have a view. Other people have different views. And they were fairly respected, or supposed to be respected. They showed Kellyanne Conway zero respect whatsoever. And as I've tried to say, I don't know if anybody believes me, I really didn't have a candidate I liked in this election. I didn't really like either candidate to be our president. And I'm glad Hillary Clinton lost. I didn't want Donald Trump to be president either. So I'm in kind of a weird spot, per usual. Neve Campbell. I've heard nothing about Neve Campbell in years. I wondered if she didn't do this just to get her name out there.
Yeah.
She thought it was cool.
Going to Canada.
Okay. Keegan-Michael Key. From Key and Peele.
Canada as well.
Canada. George Lopez. Let's
see if he's on this one.
Neo.
Mexico.
Mexico. Yeah. Al Sharpton.
I know where I'd like for him to go.
Al Sharpton is not going anywhere, by the way. He is not going anywhere.
Yeah, all he said is out of here. That's where he's going.
Al Sharpton, I would think he would almost be glad Donald Trump was elected, because this gives him, I would say, it will up his profile by 100%.
Yeah. He's got a whole 4 years of material.
Raven Simone, Barry Diller, big Disney exec. Chloe Sevigny, another very good actress. Natasha Lyonne.
Yeah, Chloe's going to Nova Scotia.
Okay. That's people sound like they've really thought about this.
Some of them.
Eddie Griffin, the comedian. Boy, it'd be tough to start over in a foreign country as a comedian.
Africa.
Africa, really?
Yeah.
What if his material, how well it will go over there? Spike Lee? He's not leaving. Spike Lee is not leaving.
He's going to Brooklyn.
Oh, Brooklyn. Okay.
Moving back to the Republic of Brooklyn, New York.
I see.
According to his quote.
I'm trying to think. I think somebody on this list will actually leave. I do. I think some one of these people is going to be so pissy and sort of angry about being called out on what they said. I think somebody will leave. I'm just not sure who.
That's a good
candidate right there.
Yeah, I'm kind of leaning towards maybe Cher. I don't know, but I mean, because there's something.
Yeah, Cher's different enough to,
yeah.
And she's a worldwide star too.
But there's some that are so polarized, and they've said this year after election or whatnot.
Yeah, I don't think this is the first time Barbara Streisand's
opened
her trap. Just a couple left. Amber Rose and Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Supreme Court Justice. Yeah. Now, how is she going to be a justice in another country?
That's a good question. She would go to New Zealand.
She apologized, by the way, for her comments. I don't know about the whole leave the country thing, but she made a bunch of other comments that were really stupid. I mean, for a Supreme Court justice to be talking about this. Any new info? Anything going on there up on the screen?
Not the last was Wisconsin went to Trump, and he's arrived at his
headquarters. Clinton calls Trump to concede. Bring that up, Jay. Bring up the audio.
Dramatic. That is a dramatic development, Dana. And to hear the words president-elect, we haven't yet projected.
I am totally shocked
what you're
that
saying
they haven't called this, and she's calling
telephone
it.
Call to Donald Trump to concede. Is that right?
That's correct. I'm talking to a source who was there for it and telling me that conversation did happen. Our Sam Feiss is also hearing from a different source.
How could she not have called it? How could they not have called this election? How could she call it before they did?
Made it very clear to her opponent that she believes that he will be the next president of the United States and not her.
And you're also hearing she is still not going to speak tonight. Donald Trump, momentarily, we assume he will be speaking, addressing that very enthusiastic.
Oh, because she's so fucking pissed. God, is she pissed.
Can you imagine what Phil is listening to right about now?
Holy shit.
Can
you imagine delivering the news to her?
Are going to change,
that she's lost or that it looks like she lost?
That phone call gave a green light to Donald Trump to make his speech.
I tweeted out a bunch of, you know, how would you like to be so right now, like her chief of staff right now, her internal polling expert.
On winning the presidency. Of course, you got to weigh in Mark's theory about
Hillary Clinton has done what Wiener. Says the right thing.
Well, you know, Uma. Yeah. Well, Wiener played a role.
Yeah, that's evidently. That was part of his theory.
I wonder about this FBI thing. I don't know how much of a role that played. I think it's the hidden Trump vote that really was a difference maker. This is not just a couple percent.
More crying.
That's a Trump headquarters.
Another projection.
Here we go.
So he's getting this one. Arizona
projects that Donald Trump will win the state of Arizona.
That's 11. How close to 270 is that?
268, 2 away.
Okay. It's over. It's totally over. It's been over for a while. I'm amazed nobody had the balls to call some of these states.
Take a look at the electoral map right now. You see Donald Trump, he has 200.
The Free Press called Michigan at, I want to say, about 10 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, it was early.
With Trump ahead by 2 points, they called it for Hillary Clinton.
Take a look at that, 268
now,
electoral votes.
You know, I'm not sure how big a deal that is for those guys or for the newspaper. It's obviously not great. Pretty embarrassing. But it was after the polls closed, so... Because you had people that were calling stuff before the polls were even closed, and then, you know, some people may not vote.
I'm still just wondering, though, again, if there's any confusion, if they were thinking, you know, because Wayne County, they were showing Wayne County, Oakland, Washtenaw, Marquette. There's a number of counties that were 100% reported, and they were Clinton's. You'd like to think that maybe they were just referring to counties, but you had to say all of Michigan.
I think Wayne County was not as big a factor for Hillary Clinton. I think a lot of the vote didn't come out. It sounded like the African-American vote was well short. You know, with Obama the last two times, it makes sense.
Michigan's still, by the numbers, it's just under 55,000 difference.
Yeah, that's not much. I mean, they could still be right. I kind of hope they are. I like Jim Schaefer a lot. And, you know, those guys do a good job. If they called it wrong, I'm sure they had every reason from the kind of work they do.
There's Trump.
And there's a margin of error, too, and they may well be within that margin of error. Is that, wait, is Trump walking out?
You see Mike Pence, the vice presidential running mate, and his wife, they're walking.
We don't need to hear
in
from Pence.
I'm sure Donald Trump.
Don't tell me he's going to talk.
And then, of course, Donald Trump himself will be walking in. He's going to be addressing this very enthusiastic crowd over at the New York Hilton Hotel in Manhattan. Hillary Clinton.
The same crowd that was chanting lock her up a few times in the course of the night.
Although we have now learned
that I really think Trump's and Hillary Clinton, their on what you said would be their behavior in the next maybe 24 hours, maybe less, is very important. I think she needs to really be a good sport.
Didn't Pence lose his dog a little while ago, too, if I remember right? He was pictured with the wife with her pet dog, and I think the dog was gone.
Oh, is that right? I think I did hear something about that.
A little while ago, I think maybe a month ago. Oh, Pence is crying?
Is he bawling?
To Mike Pence, the governor
of
Indiana, the vice presidential running mate.
He's downloading.
Or his face just collapses when he makes an expression like Hoda Kotb. She's got the weirdest face when she smiles. Her whole face collapses.
This is a historic night.
Duh.
The American people.
Is that his daughter on the right?
And the American
kind of a hot daughter.
Have elected their new champion.
There seems to be some excess weight in the DNA in the Pence family.
I was waiting for that to come up.
No, am I that shallow?
You called the missus out on that once before.
And it's almost hard for me to express the honor that I and my family feel that we will have the privilege to serve.
This guy almost quit, allegedly. I think about 6 weeks ago.
Grab her by the pussy stuff, really.
I think it was a little after that. I'm trying to think what.
It seemed to like kind of start it because he's like, I really don't condone that. And then
USA, USA, USA.
I should go back to lock her up, like you said.
Grateful to God.
He's got to hump. Trump has got to be humble, and I just don't know if he has it in him.
Grateful to my family. My wonderful wife, Karen.
His campaign down the stretch was very...
Our son, Michael, and his fiance, Sarah.
I would say policy-oriented. I mean, he was talking more about what he was going to do, not so much about the crooked Hillary stuff. Mm-hmm. In fact, I saw on the news, and I didn't see everything, but it seemed very... I didn't see any of that the last 4 or 5 days, and very on message, including the day he was telling himself to stay on message.
This opportunity to serve.
Get neutered from Twitter.
Yeah, no Twitter.
Yeah,
and allegedly, they took the account away from him. Where they somehow he was banned from Twitter. He said that wasn't true, but it did seem that something changed. And she was, her message the last, I don't know, the last couple weeks to me was just Trump sucks. Trump is unfit to be president. He does this. He. He's a misogynist. That Alyssa Machado kept talking about her.
There he is.
Now a historic moment. We can now
another projection.
The presidential race CNN projects. Donald Trump wins the presidency. The business tycoon and TV personality.
Holy shit.
Capping his
this is unbelievable.
Political journey with an astounding upset victory.
Don called this today.
Trump. Will become the
Don's been saying Trump is
going
to win. He's
going to
win big.
And
I kept thinking, are you kidding? What in the hell makes you think that?
We've seen in our lifetime, Donald Trump.
And I think it was just the hidden vote, the people who didn't want to say they were voting for Trump, which I thought there was. Charlie and I talked about this quite a bit. We felt there might be a couple percent there, but not enough to swing the thing. I think there was a big hidden vote, a big one.
This is a moment a lot of people are going to remember.
Well, the first time in the history of this country that somebody who has never held any job in government or the military being elected to the presidency, he is going to be moving from Fifth Avenue to Pennsylvania Avenue. I think it's a moment that a lot of people in his inner circle did not even think would ever happen, but it was a decisive win. There are still outstanding states that we haven't even.
There's little Barron. He's got his own floor in the penthouse.
And
the White House is going to be a big move down for Barron.
He's there with his wife Melania, his son Barron.
They had to just give him Pennsylvania there by the numbers because they just show him at 288. So that would have had Pennsylvania.
They
must have given it to him.
From Hillary Clinton, in which she congratulated him on becoming president-elect of the United States. Dana, this is a moment few anticipated.
Except if your name is Donald J. Trump, who said Brexit plus plus, and we'll analyze the results, but that looks like that's exactly what this is right now. So many things to look at and think about in what the new Trump-led world here in Washington is going to be like. A Donald Trump governing.
So her campaign, Podesta, said, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah.
What are you going to talk about?
Conciliation, conciliatory speech, the concession speech, I mean.
Like she isn't giving up yet. She's not done. It's late. Go home. We got a lot to talk about tomorrow.
Yeah, I was really shocked that that she conceded before the votes were actually called, the states were called.
Let's see if he's humble.
But they must have known.
Sorry to keep you waiting. Complicated business. Complicated. Thank you very much. I've just received a call
from Secretary Clinton. She congratulated us, it's about us, on our victory. And I congratulated her and her family on a very, very hard-fought campaign. I mean, she fought very hard.
See, Barron looks rather bored.
He looks a little spaced, doesn't he?
I mean, it is late.
Bored to tears.
Past his bedtime.
Over a long period of time.
As he's bored.
And we owe her a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country. I mean that very sincerely. Now it's time for America to bind the wounds of division. We have to get together. To all Republicans and Democrats and independents across this nation, I say it is time for us to come together as one united people. It's time. I pledge to every citizen
of our land Barron is not applauding.
That I will be president for all Americans. And this is so important to me.
How'd you like to hear all this shit about your dad the last 6-8 weeks?
Not to support me in the past, of which there were a few people. I'm reaching out to you for your guidance and your help so that we can work together and unify our great country. As I've said from the beginning, ours was not a campaign, but rather an incredible and great movement made up of millions of hardworking men and women who love their country and want a better, brighter future for themselves and for their family.
Well, SNL's going to have fun with Barron.
It's a movement comprised of Americans from all races, religions, backgrounds.
What's he doing?
Who want
it's like he's trying to catch flies, Barron. He just keeps opening his mouth and closing it.
And serve the people it will.
Should be off camera.
Working
together,
we will begin the urgent task of rebuilding our nation.
Who was the fat kid, Pataki's kid?
The American dream.
When he was being inaugurated
in
New York, and he was mouthing all
the
everything his dad was saying.
Looking at the untapped potential in projects and in people all over the world. That is now what I want to do for our country. Tremendous potential. I've gotten to know our country so well. Tremendous potential. It's going to be a beautiful thing.
What was that?
Every single American will have the opportunity.
Barron's fighting to stay alive, stay awake.
For her fullest potential. The forgotten men and women of our country will be forgotten.
He's having a fucking time up there.
We are going to fix our inner cities. And rebuild our highways, bridges, tunnels, airports, schools, hospitals. We're going to rebuild our
Oh, is he about to crash? Why isn't Melania standing there instead of him?
Which will become, by
oh,
the way,
oh, God, is he's so sleepy.
And we will put to work as we rebuild it.
I hope you get to see this today.
We will also finally
he's yawning,
take
big
care
yawn.
Of great veterans. We've been so loyal, and I've gotten to know so many over this 18-month journey. The time I've spent with them during this campaign has been among my greatest honors. Our veterans are incredible people. We will embark upon a project of national...
It's very hard not to watch Barron
I will harness
all the,
time.
The creative
talents of our
people. All the speeches going on, Trump, I just have no interest in watching him.
The
kid is,
tremendous talent
is so entertaining trying to stay awake.
We have a great economic plan. We will double our growth and have the
I'd love to give him a quiz on this speech afterwards.
At the same time, we will get along with all other nations willing to get along with us.
Barron, wake up!
We will be.
He just looked.
We'll have great relationships. Barron! We expect to have great, great relationships. No dream is too big. No challenge is too great. Nothing we want for our future is beyond our reach.
Oh boy.
America will no longer settle for anything less than the best.
His lids are dropping.
We must reclaim our country's destiny and dream big and bold and daring. We have to do that. We're going to dream of things for our country and beautiful things and successful things once again. I want to tell the world community that while we will always put America's interests first, we will deal fairly with everyone, with everyone.
Okay.
All people and all other nations. We will seek common ground, not hostility, partnership, not conflict. And now I'd like to take this moment to thank some of the people who really helped me with this, what they are calling tonight.
No, you did it all yourself, man.
Make sure you thank Barron. Bring him
First, I want to thank my parents, who I know are looking down on me right now. Great people.
Didn't want to run to black people back in 73, but other than that, they're pretty cool.
They were wonderful in every regard. I had truly great parents.
He's out.
I also want to thank my sisters, Marianne and Elizabeth.
He may just go down.
He's swaying big time.
And
how else are you going to stay awake?
They're very shy, actually. And my brother Robert, my great friend. Where is Robert? My brother Robert. And they should all be on this stage, but that's okay.
Imagine being his
great. And
brother.
Also my late brother, Fred. Great guy. Fantastic guy.
Oh, boy.
Fantastic family. I was very lucky.
Still like how Barron's got a whole floor
brothers,
of the Trump
sisters,
Tower.
Great, unbelievable about. Parents. To Melania and Don.
No, the White House is a big move down for Barron. Get that whole floor. He's allowed to write on the
and
walls
Ivanka.
Whenever he wants.
And Eric, and Tiffany.
Barron's
Ooh, Tiffany got a mention.
Barron's going to jump when he says his name.
I love you, and I thank you, and especially for putting up with all of those hours. This was tough. This political stuff is nasty. And
Melania
tough.
Is right next to Barron, so and they should have traded places. This
really
is what happens when you don't have
you
a
all.
Campaign.
Thank
it's a well-oiled
and
machine.
Lara, unbelievable job. Unbelievable. Vanessa, thank you. Thank you very much. What a great group. You've all given me such incredible support, and I will tell you that we have a large group of people. You know, they kept saying we have a small staff. Not so small. Look at all the people that we have. Look at all of these people. And Kellyanne and Chris and
Kellyanne
Rudy.
Was incredible.
And
there's
Steve,
no way he wins
David,
without her.
We have got tremendously talented people up here. And I want to tell you, it's been very, very special. I want to give a very special thanks to our former mayor, Rudy Giuliani, who's unbelievable. Unbelievable. He traveled with us and he went through meetings. And see that, Rudy? Never changes. Where's Rudy? Where is he? Rudy. Governor Chris.
He was on
Christie
TV about 3 hours ago, wherever that was. CNN. Of course, this is in New York, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Thank you, Chris. The first man. First senator, first major, major politician. And let me tell you, he is highly respected in Washington because he's as smart as you get. Senator Jeff Sessions. Where's Jeff?
See, he doesn't know where the fuck anybody is. Not that he's not giving a good speech.
Great man. Another great man. Very tough competitor. He was not easy. Who is that? Is that the mayor that showed up?
There's Rudy.
Oh, Rudy got up here. Another great man who has been really a friend to me. But I'll tell you, I got to know him as a competitor.
You might want to try
Dr. Ben Carson. Where's Ben?
Was it the network or was it everybody?
Where is Ben?
It was the network.
And by the way, Mike Huckabee is here someplace, and he is fantastic.
I think Barron must have been rocking back and forth and killed.
Oh, Barron has rocked himself out of the shot. Thank you very much. His right arm,
General
is
Mike,
the right side of his head, barely in the picture.
Yawning again.
I thought they were trying to slowly eliminate him from the picture. You know, just move over a little bit at a time. But I think he did that himself.
Never seen more repents unless Barron.
And they're special people, and it's really an honor. We have 22 congressional. Medal of Honor.
He sways into the shot
tremendous people.
And then sways back out.
Very special person.
And he is really the only thing you can watch.
Reports that I wasn't getting along with him. I never had a bad second with him. He's
with
an
who?
Unbelievable star.
What are you talking about?
He is,
oh, Huckabee?
That's right. How did you possibly guess? So let me tell you about Reince. And I've said this. I said Reince. And I know it. I know it. Look at all those people over there. I know it. Reince is a superstar. But I said, they can't call you a superstar, Reince, unless we win. Because you can't be called a superstar like Secretariat. If Secretariat came in second, Secretariat would not have that big, beautiful bronze bust at the track at Belmont. But I'll tell you, Reince is really a star. And he is the hardest working guy. And in a certain way, I did this. Reince, come up here. Where is Reince? Get over here, Reince.
Who is this guy?
Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Isn't it Belmont? That's where the Pegasus restaurant was at, Maz said he worked at. Was that Belmont? Can't remember. Racetrack.
Who is this guy? Who's Reince?
No idea.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next president of the United States, Donald Trump. Thank you. It's been an honor. God bless. Thank God.
Amazing guy. Our partnership with the RNC was so important to the success and what we've
done. Oh, really?
So
the RNC do for him.
I've gotten to know some.
Boy, this is very conciliatory, I got to say.
Secret Service people. They're tough, and they're smart, and they're sharp, and I don't want to mess around with them, I can tell you. And when I want to go and wave to
Barron's
a big group of people,
creeping back into the picture.
Put me back down in the seat. But
I don't think so.
People, so I want to thank the Secret Service. And law enforcement in New York City, they're here tonight. These are spectacular people, sometimes underappreciated, unfortunately. But we appreciate it.
All right,
I
think he's, is he winding down or?
So it's been what they call a historic event.
I'll give him a few more minutes.
I think Hillary's watching
really
this right now.
No.
We have to do a great job.
I don't.
Really?
And I promise
I really
will not let you down. We will do a great job. We will do a great job.
I just wonder if she's watching to see if he's, you know, slamming her or anything like that, or
president.
She'll just have an age.
Oh, she'll find
in.
Out. I mean, they'll.
And hopefully, yeah. At the end,
she'll
of
know all that.
2 years, or 3 years, or 4 years, or maybe even 8 years. You will say, so many of you worked so hard for us, but you will say that was something that you were really very proud to do, and I can thank you very much. And I can only say that while the campaign is over, our work on this movement is now really just beginning.
Oh, God.
You think Trump's punishing Barron right now? Like Barron did something bad just before they went on stage, so he's dragging out the speech.
I don't know.
He's torturing him right now.
I just think it's just a fuck up. He got put in the wrong spot.
It's my honor.
His wife should be there.
Evening. It's been an amazing 2 years.
This is what we love about Donald
and
Trump, is that he's not one of them.
Country.
He's not a politician.
Thank you very much. Thank you to Mike Pence. Thank you, everybody.
That's funny. He turned and saw Pence and then immediately thanked him. Like, he probably should have done that. Because he didn't. Did he mention Pence until then?
An amazing moment.
What's that? You mentioned Pence before, just at the very end?
At the very end and at the very start.
Yeah, he mentioned him because he turned and saw him.
It's like, oh, yeah, you.
having a very gracious speech thanking Hillary Clinton for calling him a little while ago to congratulate him on becoming president-elect of the United States. He thanked her. He thanked her for her service. He was very gracious toward her. There you see him kissing his daughter and his family members over there. Donald Trump, the president-elect of the United States. What an historic moment. This is what an improbable moment. You see Chris Christie there. You saw Rudy Giuliani. You saw all of his top aides, including Reince Priebus, the chairman of the Republican National
Committee. Okay, I know what I just heard. That was a good speech. That was a really good speech.
Well, at least he was gracious.
Yeah, he was very gracious. No, it was. I thought it was just a speech he needed to give. You know, I'm wondering, let's see, are we on CNN?
Yeah.
You want to turn to Channel 4? Oh, yeah, I got it. Jesus, dumbass.
The CNN panel they had like Corey Lewandowski and people like that, and they were kind of saying the same thing, that he really needs to come out and just have, you know, a humble speech and, you know.
Corey Lewandowski, by the way, is being a complete asshole.
Yes.
I could not believe what a jackass he was being. He was kind of, I thought he was taunting the Clinton people.
Yeah.
Just, I was really rude. I mean, that's exactly what doesn't need to happen. And the guy he was giving such a hard time, the black guy in the panel, I'm sorry, I don't know his name, but he said, you know, this is what I don't want. I hope people aren't doing this tomorrow at work because there's so much division, and there is. I mean, this has been a horrifying period.
Yeah, so they were just calling for people not to, you know, it's over, it's done with, and, you know, not to rub salt and wounds and all that stuff at the office the next day. I think it was a real good thing to talk about.
And I know people aren't going to take the advice. Some people are going to be just absolute asses. And I think a lot of people who were for Trump and sort of kept their mouths shut are going to want to pop off a little bit, you know, like.
Yeah. Well, and they were showing, too, one of the stories we were looking at earlier was, I think it was in Florida. The guys are driving by, you know, the polling stations with Confederate flags hanging out of their trucks, you know, just trying to, you know, intimidate the vote, you know, that kind of silly
stuff. Kind of a ding-dong drives anywhere with a Confederate flag? What an assholes.
Yeah.
How fucking stupid. That's so stupid, it almost sounds like a plant. You know, if you wanted to make Trump look bad, hire guys with Confederate flags to drive by polling stations. But they, oh, my God, what a shame. You want to bring up the audio? I'm just curious what NBC is saying.
Observers have said is his economic plan. He has got to reassure
there's
markets.
There's Barron still in the crowd.
He has promised a lot. Before we go
right.
to Katie,
I
have to ask you this.
Still sleepy as hell. Oh, is he tired?
Today we just said, gee, will we be waiting to hear a Donald Trump concession? Will he concede? Barely an hour ago, John Podesta came out to the crowd and said, look, it's not done.
Can't you always go get home. What you want for the music.
Up. And then we found out
Stones will be pissed.
Call to Donald Trump. What happened?
Over from the inner sanctum at the hotel was sent out with that message. Don't, you know, we're not giving up. We have to do more reporting on this, very frankly, because clearly the numbers came in. And whether they were called by Ed Rendell in Pennsylvania and other...
I thought the NBC
states,
coverage was really...
saw that there was no margin for error.
I thought their reporters, Chuck Todd and a couple others, they were openly really pissed. I think they were just really cranky because Trump was looked like he was going to win.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of curious if they would give him credit for the speech because I thought he gave a really good speech there.
So she wanted to see...
I'm sure that was... But they had a panel that was just... I mean, they were just angry and...
They are staying in town.
Just implying that we're headed for some horribly dark period, and who knows what's coming now. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Just waiting to hear all the fallout later this morning when all the talking heads get in and start analyzing this and tearing it apart.
Well, it was, you know, I told you Gayle King from CBS was, you know, she's looking at the board, which was, you know, Trump was doing incredibly well early on, and she said, Alicia Machado... and this X's Hollywood tape, and how do you explain this? Meaning that so many people would vote for him. But I think a lot of this is about, and they're not talking about it, you might as well bring it down. I think a lot of what led to his success was just sheer hatred of her. I think people let that stuff go because they couldn't stand her. She was really a horrible candidate. I think Sanders would have won.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, a lot of the polls showed that he had a much wider margin against Trump. He was apparently a better candidate head on. I'm not sure why, but other than 70% think she's untrustworthy. And I'm not trying to knock her because she's lost. I mean, we've knocked her plenty before before she lost. She was just a really bad candidate. I thought it was a poorly – the campaign was lousy. It was all about him and how shitty he was. Mm-hmm. And I think because we've seen so many campaigns and they spend millions of dollars running the other guy down, even though his stuff was really bad. I mean, for a presidential candidate, has anybody had to get over things like the Access Hollywood tape, the 12 chicks in October? Some of the other stuff, you know, the building the wall and calling Mexicans rapists. And, you know, I heard this like three times tonight. Calling Mexican immigrants. No, first of all, they were illegal immigrants. Mm-hmm. And he didn't call them all rapists. I mean, I thought there was some exaggeration and just sort of taking a little bit of a leap on that. He was not kind in his description of Mexican illegal immigrants. But, you know, they are illegal immigrants. And I think the I have this feeling now that criticizing illegal immigrants, it almost seems like it's politically incorrect in this country to call someone out for breaking the law. Mm-hmm. And enforcing the law is almost politically incorrect, it seems. And I don't understand that at all. I thought that thing just went way beyond what was ever intended. I don't think it showed – if anything, it showed his determination to – and I wonder if he ever will build a wall. I don't
– Well, the other thing, though, as you started to touch on there, though, that I think is interesting is how – you know, the norm where it's like just spend millions and millions, of, you know, because Clinton outspent him left and right.
Oh, by like 5-1, I heard. It seemed like way more than 5-1. The commercials I saw the last month of the campaign, I can't believe how many, you know, I can't remember. I can't tell you how many fucking times I saw that commercial. It was unbelievable. It told me nothing about her and what she planned to do.
And then she brings out all that celebrity star power at the end, you know, Bon Jovi and all those people trying to just really.
Jay-Z, Beyonce.
Springsteen, you know, and all them.
Bon Jovi, I mean, on and on and on. She had incredible star power. She had a very popular president and is extremely popular first lady, and they gave a lot of speeches on her behalf. Yeah. And I think there are a few messages. One, so many people thought we were on the wrong track, the U.S. I'm not sure what the number is. I think it's 70-some percent. And her, the only thing I really gathered from her, particularly at the end when she was spending a lot of time on him, which I just think was, she could have spent some and more, certainly more on policies, I think was that she was going to carry on his legacy. But if 70-some percent think we're in the wrong direction, I think the idea of continuing where he was going was just not viewed positively. Obamacare is a big problem, and there was news I think 3 or 4 weeks before the election, that Obamacare rates were going up double figures, double figure percentages, 16% in Michigan, I think.
Yep.
And, you know, as someone who pays for health insurance, I know my health insurance is so much more expensive now, and it's going up. And it just seems to me that we have some real huge problems with it. And I don't know whether it's better to start over or to try and tweak it somehow. I mean, I love the fact that we've insured all these people who couldn't afford insurance. That's great. But if you fuck over the people who have paid for their insurance or who have it through work but pay for, you know, even when I was paying for a share of it at work, what it cost went way up and the deductibles were much bigger. So I don't think, you know, I couldn't even tell you if you said, list the top 5 or 6 things in her platform, the 5 or 6 most important things. I don't know because I didn't hear her really slamming down her programs, what was most important to her as president. I just don't really, and I saw a million speeches. I don't know. Can you off the top of your head say what you think is most important to her? I know raising minimum wage to $15, paying for college, having people leave college without being in debt, but covering tuition, which I think is kind of I don't know how you pay for that.
No.
And minimum wage going to $15. I've never been a fan of that because the reason that people gave for wanting $15 an hour is because they need more money, not because they work too hard and they're underpaid. Losing my voice here, been up too long. Yep. But that whole program, I just think is. Anyway, the biggest chunk of, you know, in trying to analyze, you know, why did he win? There's this huge group of white men who have not gone to college or maybe went for a year. And I don't know what that number is exactly, but 72% of people in that category voted for Trump. And I think they are, as white guys who aren't doing that great, they just see the current situation is relatively hopeless. Like, I'm going nowhere. You know, I'm a white guy. I'm supposed to be doing well. It's supposed to be so easy for me. Mm-hmm. You know, I've got white skin, the best, you know, which yeah. some would have you believe is all you need. Right. And, you know, that's it's not that simple.
No.
There's a lot of white people struggling, and nobody really talks about them.
Yeah. Well, and I'm just curious, too, what his first 30 or 60 days will be, you know, like in office. You know, we'll see what kind of aggressiveness he throws out there, you know, because he talked about, you know, kicking the hell out of ISIS and, like you said, the wall. And
we got a lot of things on.
Yeah, he's got a lot of things. So about. Interesting to see those first 30 we'll or 60 days. Also, his cabinet, you know, what kind of people he's got in mind, you know, to
well, the people who have agreed to be around him, which aren't very many, mm-hmm. you know, Rudy Giuliani, Chris Christie, Newt Gingrich. I mean, those three guys are pretty solid guys. I, you know, now that he's president, I'm sure people will be kissing his ass to be in the cabinet. It's going to be different. When he was running, it seemed like it was virtually impossible to get anybody behind him. He was such, I mean, isn't that amazing that a guy like Trump is running for president? He's the Republican nominee, and yet he is so radioactive. Nobody wanted to be part of,
right.
I mean, people wouldn't even say they were voting for him.
Right.
And now he's president. People in his own party, look at what this guy did on his own, and I'm not trying to blow Donald Trump. Yeah, it's just incredible that with, and I like that he spent his own money. He apparently spent $100 million was the number they were talking about tonight. He owes no one anything, which is great. I love that. Mm-hmm. I think that was one of the most attractive things about him. But he was against an opponent that had at least five times the amount of money. I think it seemed like a lot more to me. Mm-hmm. Had everybody of any importance behind her, including a popular president and first lady, as I pointed out, had a ground game, had staffing in every state mm-hmm. that was set up, that was, you know, a really smooth ground game. And, you know, God, people were telling me about getting robocalls. Did you get any?
Yeah. Yeah, I got a lot of them.
It seemed like everyone I know got robocalls. I didn't get any, but, I mean, that was an incredibly expensive campaign, and they spent the money, and they spent it on commercials talking about how bad Donald Trump was, not enough, in my opinion, on what she was doing. But the fact that he, with so much less money, no ground game whatsoever, mm-hmm. a tiny staff. I mean, she had, I think it was a staff of 900 and expanded to maybe 1,200. It sounded like he had 150 people, something like that.
Yeah. But again, that just
and goes he fucking to, won.
And that just goes to show the government waste and whatnot. If he can do that to, you know, win the election against those types of odds.
Well, I wonder about that. You know, I sort of wondered, is our campaigns incredibly bloated? And but he was, I mean, that campaign was not terribly well run. There were a lot of mistakes that were made, and some of that's because, you know, he's an outsider. And some of the things that I think he did without any planning at all worked out well for him, because he is pretty good on his feet. Mm-hmm. I mean, certainly when he spoke, and, you know, he gave a ton of speeches the last 3 or 4 weeks. He really was, I mean, he was busting his ass. I think we were led to believe that she was working equally hard. I don't know that she gave as many speeches. I don't think she gave nearly as many speeches as he did.
No.
And I don't know, you know, when you talk to 20,000 people or 10,000 people, I think the main benefit is that you're picked up on the news talking about whatever you're talking about.
Yeah.
And you've got that, you know, the video of you in that town, in that state, and everybody will run it. And, you know, whatever your message of the day is will probably get across. And some days the message was the wrong thing. A lot of days. You know, he spent 3 days talking about this Alicia Machado, the Miss Universe, who, you know, gained all that weight. And that wasn't, you know, she spent so much time talking about Alicia Machado. I thought that was, first of all, he should have just dropped it and let it go. But he did. He had to point out she was an eating machine. And the fact that he overcame that stuff is just, it's amazing. It's really amazing. But I thought that story was way overblown. She was Miss Universe, and I don't know how many people felt the same way I did. He should have dropped it. But in the end, I don't think it's that incredible that the head of the Miss Universe pageant would be pissed that his winner packs on 30 pounds or whatever she did.
Yeah.
Whatever his behavior was at the time, it was not as awful as they made it out to be. The fact that she was giving speeches at the end of her campaign, I thought that was just stupid.
Right. Well, and then he also threatened to sue all these, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Teens, so.
And hopefully he just drops that. I'm sure he will, because probably I'm sure some are true. For starters, the truth is a pretty good defense.
What do you think that overall his demeanor might change? Like he was just being this way for the election purposes, and now that it's over, do you think?
I think he goes back to being regular Donald Trump, which was a much more likable person. Mm-hmm. You know, when he did The Apprentice, he was not a terribly unlikable guy.
Right.
Apparently, when the camera was not rolling, he was not as likable. He was a little more, you know, a little disturbing at times, I suppose. And he was, you know, hitting on the chicks and stuff like that. I don't know how much of that there was or how much of that was blown out of proportion. But I think the fact that Donald Trump represents the polar opposite of political correctness, the fact that he speaks his mind and doesn't worry about it, I think people are so fed up with political correctness and the fact that you have to say and think the right way all the time. And I think that aspect of Donald Trump was so attractive to so many people. I just think that's a really, I think it was a very underrated thing. And I don't know, you know, I can't even really fully put it into words. I'm exhausted and I can't believe you're still here, Jay. Thanks for staying so late and waiting till this thing was actually, I mean, it really saved the podcast tonight. I mean, there's no way we could have done this before it was determined. And we even got a speech in, which is awesome. But I just thought that...
I think that's been building for many, many years, and nobody
absolutely
knew, nobody knew, like, how do we confront this thing? Because to even speak against politically correctness puts you, you know, labels you just for trying to stand against it. So
I don't know how you confront it, actually. I don't know how it goes away either, except that he is in a position to say whatever the hell he wants, whatever he wants, and he does. And, you know, sometimes I'm sure it bit him in the ass. I think he said some things he shouldn't have said. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, I just think the whole idea of that people have to think a certain way or they're wrong is just so fucked up. And I think so many people are so sick of it. And I think that was a big part of why people overlook a lot of things about Donald Trump. I just think they're sick of the system. They're sick of the same old, sick of politicians, sick of the gridlock, sick of the way they operate. And the idea of someone from outside just saying, fuck you, fuck all you politicians, I'm voting for this guy. I want something different. I want somebody to go in there and take a completely different view of things. Somebody who pays for his own commercials, who doesn't owe a million people a million things. You know, the pay-to-play stuff, as far as what hurt Hillary Clinton, besides her personality, which is how she actually got to be the candidate for president with a really grating personality. And, you know, what you hear about her is even frightening at times. And it's been... It's certainly been, I think, accounted for in many, many, many books. I'm sure some of it's bullshit, but she's a pretty harsh person. And, you know, the way she attacked the Bill Clinton's sexual partners, you know, the bimbo eruption list and some of the comments she made, you know, oh, I'd tear her up on the stand, you know, stuff like that. She had no sympathy for those women. And I don't think people buy into the fact that she's this incredible family person who cares about families. I just think she wanted to be the president so bad. And I'm not saying she wouldn't have done or hasn't done things for families. I'm sure she would.
Yeah, but I mean, we heard all the stuff how her and Chelsea are...
Yeah, that she's a cold bitch. Yeah, and that then, the only time they actually have physical contact is when the cameras are on.
Yeah, and then, you know, the staffers, you know, where they'd say good morning, she'd say fuck off, you know, kind of.
Yeah, thing. The Secret Service guy who said that. Yeah. No, and these people who are frightened to death of her. People literally finding out she's coming down the hallway and hiding in closets and hiding in rooms.
Yeah.
You know, that's that stuff, I think it really does impact people. They say, you know, is this a person? I mean, she's just not she's a really pretty cold bitch. Mm-hmm. And women in the end, women didn't vote for her. It was 54 to 48 earlier tonight. I don't know what that final number was, but at one point they did have the gender gap at 6 points, which is so much smaller than they thought it was. Yep. God, the pollsters really fucked this thing up. They really blew it, didn't they?
Well, then, like you said, they were so conditioned to the same old, you know, I mean, there's no way, you know, that this would ever happen this way. You know, they've got that mindset, like you said earlier, so. The mold has been broken.
Yep, you got what you wanted, and, you know, he won fair and square. I mean, he definitely won. He won by a fairly wide margin. Mm-hmm. If this had been a really close election and he had lost, I think it could have been really shitty. I think a lot of people would have been really pissed at the system, the money, the ground game, all that stuff, that in the end, that is what put this person over, that they didn't want, that this outsider who spent $100 million of his own money did not win and lost by a small margin. I think a lot of people would have, that word rigged would have probably lived. And, you know, and all that stuff was, you know, he always said, I'm not going to complain if I win. Well, he won. So I guess that stuff all just goes away. I guess it's not a problem.
Well, you wonder if other people now are going to try to start adopting that tactic for politics to get elected.
God, I don't know. I think he's a one in a million.
I think so, too. But you know how there's so many, like, people, anything to get the vote, whatever it takes, you know, kind of thing. So yeah, there's going to be some people trying to follow that.
And that was some of, you know, Trump is a self-promoter. He's a carnival barker. He's a huckster. He's a self-promoter. And, you know, God, look at the stuff, all that stuff of his Trump vodka, Trump water, Trump.
Steaks.
Trump college.
Stakes.
Trump everything.
Yeah.
It's really strange to think that this guy, well, I don't know. You know, I kept hearing stuff early in the campaign that this is not a reality TV show. And I got kind of annoyed hearing that because he's not a reality TV show. He certainly is. There's a lot of negatives attached to this guy. But, and this might have been a big mistake in the campaign too, to try and portray him as this horrible business person who screws people over at every opportunity. There's no way Donald Trump would still be here if he didn't pay people who did good work for him. And I would guess, and maybe I'm wrong about this, I don't know, but a lot of these lawsuits he claimed were about people that didn't get the work done or didn't do the work properly. And I would expect somebody at his level to be sued a significant amount of times. And I don't know what, I don't know what's normal and what's not. But obviously, she tried to portray him as somebody who got $14 million from his dad and declared bankruptcy all the time and didn't pay people and was just a shitty business person. Well, I think people are smarter than that. Mm-hmm. He had failures, and he, you know, it's pretty incredible, though. Actually, the disclosure that he paid no taxes for all that time, I thought that was going to be a big deal.
I thought so, too. but he was just wrong in the debates, and let's just call good business. And yeah, I thought some of that was going to bite him a little bit harder.
And when is that audit going to be done, by the way? I still can't get over the fact that 2 months ago it was revealed that he probably paid no taxes, and all he said was, hey, when they complete the audit, I'll reveal my. Well, why didn't Obama nudge somebody at the IRS and say, get that fucking audit done, and we can call him on this, and he has to release the thing?
And now he's steering the boat, so.
Yeah. I imagine he'll probably release it. He might as well do it now before he's up for re-election, or he's close to re-election, if that is even. And I have a hard time even imagining him running a second term. But if it isn't a disaster, I'm sure he probably will. Although he said he could get all of it done in one term. He's a guy that believes in himself.
You think Barron's asleep yet?
Oh, yeah, Barron is crashed. Oh, my God, is he crashed. And we ought to be crashed, too, so let's get out of here.
All right.
Crying out loud. Thanks, Jay.
No problem. Happy to do it.
Way beyond whatever it is that's way beyond. I can't think of the word or the expression. So we'll be giving it a go tomorrow.
Later today.
What's today? Oh, Wednesday. That's right. Today's Wednesday. Oh, boy. Have a good one, everybody. And congratulations to all the Trump people, and my sincerest apologies for those of you who were really behind Hillary Clinton and you're feeling like shit. Whatever, and I just hope people aren't shitty about this. Yeah. I have a feeling there will be some real shittiness because this thing was so hard fought and it was so miserably, it was just a real shitty election. I just hope people, I think Trump set a good tone. I hope people will follow suit because this business of giving people so much crap over who they're voting for is just rotten as hell. It's just really bullshit. I can't believe it's come to that. And hopefully it gets a lot better. I'm so glad the election's over so we don't have to talk about it.
Yes.
Move on to lighter fare. And not that we don't want to attack, you know, whatever's going on. I want to talk about whatever's going on. I'm sure we'll talk about
Pew getting sentenced.
Yeah, Pew getting sentenced. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie have some kind of agreement, all the usual bullshit. You know, we'll get back to our usual stuff. And I'm sure this administration, once it gets rolling, we'll talk about stuff they're doing or aren't doing. so on and so forth. But basically, whatever is the order of the day, that's what I want to talk about. That's what we'll be doing tomorrow.
Well, we have at least 16 celebrities we've got to reach out to for forwarding addresses. Where they're living at. So.
Yeah, I think it's more than that. It's a lot of people.
Yeah, so we'll have to start reaching out.
Now, they are going to have a shitty day tomorrow, that's for sure. But and you know, thankfully, at least in a couple days or 3 days or 4 days, we can finally get away from this thing and not, you will not hear the word Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton for at least a few days at a time, I hope, because I've had enough.
I don't think so.
I know you have too. So anyway, thanks for putting up with it. It was total misery, and have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow.
See.